From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fan, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Hey, this is the post-game roundtable. The Giants get blown out 34-13 on Thursday Night Football. We're going to be here no matter what. Win, lose, or draw. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. So just go to BleedBlueShow.com, the schedule, the events, all the podcasts, all the information, the whole shebang. That's your one-stop shop for our social media pages, BleedBlueShow.com. You can stream all the episodes, archive it as well, right from your smartphone and telephone devices and stuff. So I want to say things before I bring on the stakeholders. There's a couple things that came down the pike. Even beyond this game, I want to my condolences to Godfather John. If you guys are a longtime stakeholder or even a listener to this platform, Godfather John, shout out to the Shakedown guys. Godfather John passed away a couple of days ago, and he's called in. He's been a great Giants fan for well over 40 years, a knowledgeable fan, and I wanted to give a proper salute, a proper RIP and respects that we're thinking about him, just like about over a year ago, Prez Vic. Shout out to Prez Vic and rest in heaven, Prez Vic from Jersey Blue, who passed away last year, and he's always in our thoughts as over the years we've done these episodes. So for Godfather John and his family and his friends and his loved ones, just want to say my condolences. Definitely going to miss you, man. One of the knowledgeable Giant fans in the fan base. And this is shit, he lost his life. And just wanted to let the stakeholders know and let them know that we lost a good one, man. And Godfather John, man. Shout outs to him and his family. Now, as far as myself, I'm not going to get long-winded because I'm going to try to get this done in an hour. It's been a bad week for me in sports. The baseball team earlier this week to that team in Boston. Now the football team loses to this team in Philadelphia. It's like it can't get any worse for me as a sports fan than this, big picture wise, for the squads I root for. But I mean, this was all around terrible. You know, this is the worst Giants game. I mean, I can't even say for a long time because this is just as bad, if not worse, than the Ram game last year. The Ram game was very, very god-awful. Everything was bad offensively. Not named Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, was basically Barry Sanders for us today. He fight for his life just to get out of the backfield. That's how bad the blocking was for the most part. Eli Manning, he looked it okay in the Panther game, and I know the post game show we did last week at the tailgate. I know it was kind of rough doing that. Now we're back to full swing. Eli was okay in that second half, and a lot of Giant fans wanted to build off of that. No. That was just a flash in the pan. Eli Manning looked shot. Even when he had the protection, he looked shot. High balls, underthrown balls. Can't throw balls on the run. We can't even get red zone efficiency. I mean, you saw a quarterback on the opposite side in Carson Wentz converted, 11 for 11 on third down. We couldn't even get, we were literally three and out the whole damn time. And Eli's numbers are inflated because of Saquon Barkley. I mean, that's the story of pretty much this season. As his numbers look okay at the end, like damn, well he didn't look that bad in some of these games, but this particular game he was definitely bad and without a doubt probably his worst game of the year, and I don't know how patient the fan base is going to go in with this insane football, get a quarterback switch, and I know Mara doesn't want to go down that route again because it was embarrassing to the franchise and all that other stuff. With that said. The pass rush early on, I mean, Vernon actually had a sack, and I was actually surprised about it. But the cornerbacks for our squad, Janoris Jenkins, he's mentally out. He's checked out. I'm not even going to fault him for that pass interference that set up the first and goal. I thought that was a bullshit call. He was playing for the ball, but when Odell Beckham Jr. is trying to go for the ball, they holding him in the end zone. So I think there's a discrepancy or an inconsistency on how they're going to defend each other. But without the nonetheless, the Giants got outplayed. I'm not going to make no excuses like we were in this game or nothing. Giants can't score red zone touchdowns. We settle for field goals. Even to start the game, fumble, and then they got a short field, and they settled for three. Like I said, there's really only one bright spot, and that's Saquon Barkley. I mean, he gave Giant fans a validity that that pick was the right one. I don't care what anybody says. Quarterback was the wrong answer. Quarterback was – I was feeling none of those quarterbacks. Now, if you follow my college football threads, I'm telling you, we got some college football quarterbacks coming out this year. I want you stakeholders and people listening into the show, watch college football. You got guys in Oregon, you got Herbert, you got Will Greer in West Virginia. If the Giants continue this route, we can land one of them. We have Saquon, we can build up on the offensive line because this is a lost year. This season is over. I said it was over last year, but it's definitely officially over on national TV. We'll chime in. We'll bring on the Stickles. We're going to make this a quick episode. Let's get everybody's thoughts. Let's start with Frontliner Radio himself, Bakes. Bakes, what's up, man? Talk to us. The Giants lose 34-13. The postgame roundtable, Giants and Eagles. What's up, bro?
What's good, Azul?
Yeah, what's up, man?
It's a wrap. Eli Manning is done.
Yo, Bakes, Bakes. Hold on, Bakes. I'm gonna hold you on real quick. We got a bad connection. I'm gonna try to see if we can get you again. If not, just call right back. We got a bad connection. I'm gonna try to bring you back on. Let's try it one more time. Bakes, are you there? If not, just hang up and call back in. You there, Bakes?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking in and out. I can hear like in and out. All right, cool.
I'll call back.
All right. We'll bring it right back on. Let's get the order of the stakeholders that they called. Big O is on the line. Big O, talk to us, man. This was an embarrassment, but go ahead and fire away, bro.
Hey, I wasn't shocked, man. I really wasn't shocked. I don't know. I probably missed your show. You probably did a day early or whatever. I was going to call this game 38-28, but it was worse than I thought, man. This offense, the defense played a bad game today too as well. But you're going to have those games. You're going to have a game or two where defense is going to need offense to pull them out. But we never had an offense that can pull us out of anything. If anything, they wear our defense out. They assist on helping the opposing team on wearing this defense out with those three and outs consistently throughout the game. Offensive line, yeah, we know they have their problems. Eli is done, you know, but his Stan fans refuse to see it and admit it. It's not just him. It's a lot of things, but he's one of the biggest problems in that offense, and he can't compensate for his downfalls as a quarterback when you're aging. He can't use no other tools because there is no other tools Eli can use, man. Eli is a play-action quarterback. He's a quarterback that's supposed to put a ball in the area. His best, I think, the best days of Eli's is with Kevin Gilbright, man, and that was it, man. Eli started going after that. That year, he had the highest interception. I think it was. I don't know how many it was, but I know it was a year that he had the most interception in the league. He started just going straight down from there, man. So we wasted the good time. The real best times of Eli's is over. Whatever we're trying to see and think that we're going to get from him is not going to happen. The defense again today they looked all right in the beginning, but then they started wearing down and all hell broke loose. But all in all, man, again, it's a young team, new offense. They're trying to gel. But I'd rather, like you said, man, watch. I know your guy from Oregon. I've been watching him. He's a gunner. Been watching these young guys, and we're going to have to do whatever it takes to land one, man. We have to know, man, when we got Eli when he was young, that we saw a future with him, and we got what we want, two Super Bowls. It's over. I respect Eli. I love Eli, man, but it's over, man. And we at the point in our time as being a fan, that Eli's over with, man, and we got to face it, man. It's over. So I'm good with it, man. I'm just gonna watch and see who can progress and become you know, get better, and that's all we can do, man. Because this season is shot, man. Right now, players just need to go ahead and get their stocks up and see who should be, you know, worthy of being on this team next year. And next year, man, add some better players on this team, man, and move forward. That's it. That's it, man. It's over, man. It's over. And the media need to stop making excuses for Eli and just stop. It's just getting ugly out there, man. They need to just stop. No more excuses. It's over, man. You just need to start telling the truth and break it down that it's time to move forward and move away from it. Because Eli will not get another job with nobody else besides us. So he needs to just pack it up this year and walk in the sun. That's it, bro.
All right, shout out to Big O. Lee Blue. What I want to do this evening, because I know what I don't want to, you know, everybody's going to speak, of course, but if anybody wants to talk to somebody directly, have a respectful dialogue back and forth, I would definitely encourage it. I think it's good for the fan base. It's good for those who are going to listen in. So bringing back on Bakes, we got after Bakes, we got Jason, we got Sim, we got Seals, we got Manny Dog. So you guys are definitely right behind each other. Bakes, we bring you right back on before we go to Jason. Go ahead, Bakes, fire away. If you got anything you want to ask or talk to Big O or talk to me, go ahead, fire away.
I'm coming in clear.
A little bit better. A little bit better.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's real disappointing it turned out this way. I did not foresee us being this bad. You know, I thought we were going to be at least 8-8 or whatever the case is, but we're going to be right back in the top five in the draft. I mean, we look horrible on offense. The offense keep hanging the defense out the dry. We're spotting teams' points early in the game, you know, and then the team is giving up. Jack Rabbit's giving up. You know what I'm saying? The defense up. I mean, we got a little rush and it went away. And then, you know, we had 15, 0 for 15 on third downs. Can't convert. And like I said, Saquon Barkley is like the only glimmer or sparkle that we got on the team, because we can't get the ball to Odell Beckham. He's double covered, and when he's throwing behind him, above him, you know, it's really disheartening, man. It's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch. I mean, it's really the decline of Eli Manning. And I'm not going to make no excuse for him. The line ain't playing great either, because Nate Solder looks like hot garbage. Will Hernandez, he's a rookie. He's getting beat. And Wheeler, I mean, Wheeler's Wheeler. But when he had a chance to make plays, he still couldn't make plays. I mean, Saquon Barkley has to make a Herculean effort to make a first down or to make a 5-yard play. Sometimes he'll break a big play. It's tough to watch. It's really tough to watch. I'm really disappointed. The dream. I mean, I didn't think we were going to be great, but we're going to be at least better than last year. I mean, I know it takes a while. 5 games in, and we looked decent last week in Carolina, and we looked like trash today, like straight trash. What's the solution? Can't blame Block no more. He's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, I think you're still going Eli in and out.
Eli's on the decline, man.
You're still going in and out, man. We're getting bits and pieces of what you're saying. We heard what you said about Air Flowers.
All right, bro. I'm just listening.
All right. Shout out to Biggs, man. We'll try to bring back on. Let's get to Jason, Big Blue of Arizona. Big Blue of Arizona, you got anything for Big O or Bakes, myself, and the rest of the dialogue? Go ahead, Jason. Welcome back.
Hey, Steve, I'll get to you. My issue with you, you said that it's been a very bad week with sports. I'm a little pissed off with that because if you remember last weekend, we had to have fun. So you're forgetting about the fun we had last weekend. Forget about sports. Shit's over, dude. Tell everybody about me and you getting lit, having fun in Carolina. Let's talk about the fun, dude. That's what's really about it, dude.
That was fun. We had a great time. A lot of Giant fans came across the country in North Carolina. Biggs would tell you that's pretty much what the fans all they got for the rest of the season. I mean, all that, as much as fun
that's
as
it.
That was, and I had it lit. I still want to win games, regardless of what teams I
root
for.
Oh, I agree.
That comes first.
That comes first
before any of those fun stuff.
See, that's secondary or third now because the rest of, like, Atlanta,
maybe for, maybe,
it's all about
maybe,
hanging
maybe
out with
for,
you guys.
Maybe for you. I still want to win
games.
Okay,
all right.
But,
all right.
But go ahead.
Hey,
what's your thoughts on the game and anything else you want to add your trip? Go ahead. Fire away, and then we'll get to the sim after
that. All right, no, actually, the only thing I just want to say is you made a mention about, you know, moving on or something about, you know, pulling the plug on Eli Manning. The Mariners wouldn't go for that. You said that kind of like in your opening dialogue there. I just kind of wanted to make a really, really good point, Steve, because you and I were both there. The majority of the fans are there to see Beckham and Barkley. I saw maybe 10, maybe 20% Eli jerseys. I think the fan base now going forward would be accepting and making reference to last year, there would not be any type of revolt. I just kind of want to put that on perspective. You can gauge the base by what jerseys they're sporting. I saw Barclays and Beckhams, dude. That's the face of the future right there. Going forward, you pull Eli out at the bye week, which I predicted. I'm assuming Manny Dogs is on the line right now. But, you know, if they were out of the playoffs mathematically, it's time to pull Eli Manning. There is absolutely no reason to play Eli Manning. And the people that are sporting the jerseys, they're there to see Beckham and Barkley. They are not there to see Eli Manning. Now, I'm not saying anything negative to that extent. I'm just saying the fan base now going forward is looking for those two. So if they were to make a move on Manning, I don't think the rebel would be as it was last year with the Maras having to eat crow. You look at the jersey sales, you look at who they're wearing, that's the future right there.
Good points. That's an interesting point. That is a good point. Let me ask you this, because you brought up Beckham Jr., and then if you want to ask Big O a question or Bakes a question, but let me ask you this. What was your thoughts as far as Beckham going to the locker room right before halftime, leaving the field while off the field?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point because not many people caught up on that. Camera caught him going in there, and he looked – Steve, I don't know what the deal was, but I thought that was very unprofessional, and that's not galvanizing the team. I'll just leave it at that.
And my last question, as far as – tell everybody about your experience, man. I mean, you brought that up. I know that was secondary for me. Sports is first, but
– Yeah.
Tell share with the audience what your experience was. I mean, this is what the platform is part of what it's about to.
All right. Really, it was a great gathering of Giants fans. We had fun. We had laughs. We got to see Charlotte. The word lit, I could use that in some sort of adjective, but I got to see Chris. I got to see Banks. Tosh, I got to see G6, Tony, and, you know, like I told you, Steve, Charlotte, for me, is my warm-up to Atlanta. So be ready. Get ready. It's on, dude. It is on. And whoever I get to meet or see actually face-to-face, if it's a Sim or Big O, I can't wait to see you guys. That's real talk. I mean, my flight lands at 3:30 a week from Saturday. And it's nothing but frontliners, Bleed Blue Show, and my friends. That's what it's about.
I forgot. Going forward, Jason from Big Blue of Arizona, alias now, is the definition of lit, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He is the definition of lit. We have to put that
Why
out there.
Why is that,
Jay?
Steve? Why is that?
It was a great time, nonstop. Like you said, before the game, the fans could control before and after the game. We'll get to the next call because I know people are really salivating to talk. But I'll say it like this, man. It was a great time. Like, all, you know, South End of Charlotte, Uptown, the bars, that Ink and Ivy spot, off the hook, man. That was great. Right,
nice,
up
sweet. Sweet as hell.
Yeah, right, for the, what's it called? The Conor McGregor fight. Right, set up for that. It was all
yeah.
It was nice, man. Nice weather. Could have asked for a better time. Just the team just didn't
hey,
deliver.
Hey, your friends. Hey, Steve. Real quick, your friends that you've been friends with as a kid, they were just the most nicest, kindest people that I got to meet, man. Just real nice people. And thank you for introducing me to them. I appreciate
Shout out to the longtime Giant fans as well, man. Jay, stay with us. If you have any questions or comments for those other guys, we'll bring them on. Let's bring on – I saw him in there. So Zim is not there. Let's go to Seals. Hey, Seals, what's your thoughts, bro? It's been a long week for us, KGYR guys, man. Talk to us, man. What's your thoughts on this game and moving forward?
Bro, I'm hurting. I'm hurting, bro. This is a bad week for New York sports, man. Bad week for New York sports, man. The Giants doing this bullshit. You know, the Rangers, I mean, they pulled one out tonight, but, I mean, starting off 0-3. You got the Yankees getting kicked out of the playoffs. The Knicks, they just ain't been much in 20 years. But this game tonight, I'm so frustrated. I can't even be, like, angry. It's just the whole thing with Odell walking into the locker room before halftime hit, I felt that. I felt it, and not in a negative way. I feel his frustration. Eli's not doing his job. And if anybody wants to blame the coaching staff and the play calling today, I thought about it and I watched it. The plays that are being called are to hopefully try and get Eli out of getting rushed like that so he can get rid of the ball quick. But he's still making bad decisions, bro. I don't know how to call it anymore. I mean, on any other occasion, I would call and say something like, I told you Eli's done. I'm not happy about this shit, bro. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about none of it. I was looking forward to an 8-8 season and being happy with that, showing progression, you know, forward movements with this team. And I'm not even seeing 3-13 right now, bro. I'm seeing worse. 2-14, 1-15. I mean, the fact that we got one win right now to me is shocking because I'm looking at all these games we lost. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. And last week, man, that seemed like a fluke to me with them coming back like that. I mean, we had a bunch of bad calls, the refs, the game calling, the players. The defense looked like they gave up today. The offense, I mean, even Sterling Shepard, if you look at his face – when they get the close-ups after a bad throw by Eli, or I mean, nobody's happy with Eli right now. Nobody. If Saquon Barkley wasn't there tonight, for the last 2 weeks I've been calling the Giants the new Cleveland Browns, and I don't feel good saying that. This is ridiculous. If this is what the Mares and the Tishes envisioned would happen this year, they need to get their heads checked because this is I'm sick. I'm sick to my stomach. I'm nervous as hell talking right now. You know me. I go off the hook. I say what I say, but I don't know what to say. I can't believe this is happening to our team. I was looking forward to moving forward. If we would have went 5-11, at this point, I'm looking at that going, all right, that's not bad. But I'm telling you, bro, it looks so bad. If we get to 3-13, I might be okay with that. The only good thing that might come out of this is that first pick in the draft. Because right now we have nothing to look forward to. Because Odell's going to keep being him, you know, being aggravated. Eli's going to keep being Eli. You know, the team is getting frustrated, and it shows every down. It shows. And then the defense, you know, they start off, they gave up some points, but the defense usually turns it on, and right now they're tired of the three and outs, as are most of us fans.
It's a million of them.
I can't. I just – it's and you know what killed me in the first quarter? It wasn't just Eli's pick. What killed me more than the pick was the freaking fumble. You've been in the league 15 years. You're that close to the goal line. And you see, if you watch that play in slow motion, he saw that player coming. The very next thing he did was look down at that ball. If you're looking down at the ball, it should already be clutched and put away. He fumbled that. Now, granted, we got it back, but that's a killer. Stuff like that is killing us. Eli's bad decision-making is killing us. And when he does get out of the pocket, he's still making bad throws. Throw it away. The only thing that Eli's done positive in the last 2 weeks, in my opinion, is not run backwards when he sees the sack coming. He's running into it. So we're not losing 7 yards. We're only losing 3-5. I mean, I'm telling you, Steve, guys, I'm serious. I'm hurting right now. I'm hurting. I can't even get drunk tonight because I'm hurting that bad. That's all I got, fellas, man. This is killing me.
Any questions or comments for Jason from Big Blue of Arizona? The definition of lit, Big O, or Bakes? You want? Then if not, we can go to the next stakeholder. Seals?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
He's good.
I can't. Yeah, I just, man. Like I said, I can't, man. I'm done.
I hear you, bro, man. It's been a rough week. It's up there with all the other rough weeks, man. Shout outs to Seals, man. Thank you very much, bro. By the way, shout outs to the stakeholders listening on BleedBlueShow.com, man. The stakeholders right now on the platform going in. Let's bring back on the Sim. Sim, what's your thoughts? Anything you want to ask Big O, Jason, Seals is on the line. Of course, Bakes. Sim, welcome back. Postgame roundtable. Giants lose 34-13.
What's going on, man? I'm keep it short.
Yeah.
Sweet. Told everybody this was going to be a 2 to 3 year rebuild. When you have no players on your team from the 2009 draft all the way up to 2014, that's bad. When you only have one player from the 2014 draft, Odell Beckham, one player from the 2015 draft, Landon Collins, that's bad. Gettleman is a good GM, but he's not a miracle worker. It was always going to take more than one season. I mean, honestly, what is there to watch? The only thing to watch this season for is to see what type of highlight reel plays Saquon Barkley is going to come up with this week and to see if they ever put Kyle Lauletta in a game, to see if he could potentially be the answer at quarterback for the future. Other than that, there's really no other reasons to watch. You said it, Steve. You see some of the plays on defense is already starting to check out because they're tired of playing their hearts out and holding the opposing team to maybe a field goal or getting them off the field, and then the offense turns right back around and it's three and out and they're back on the field again. And It's sad and disheartening, but, I mean, I listened to Troy Aikman on the broadcast, man, pretty much say it. Eli's not making the plays that's there to be made. Like I've been saying, he is not the only problem, but he's a major part of the problem. And at this point, it really doesn't serve any purpose for what's going on. They got to pull the plug on him at the bye week. I'm really upset Kyle Lauletta is not active. This is the type of game where the game was out of reach. You could have got him some experience playing against a pretty good team and seeing what he had. Like I've been telling people, he can't be any worse than Eli. And them players on offense, they need something to galvanize them, man. And Eli is not it. He can't do it anymore. They don't have the faith in him doing it anymore. And we all seen what a change of quarterback could do to galvanize the team. That Cleveland Browns team, man, was dead in the water. They weren't doing anything. And the second they put Baker Mayfield in there, it's like they got a new lease on life, man. Now, I know we don't have a Baker Mayfield to bring off the bench right now, but, I mean, something, anything would be better than what it is that we have to deal with now. And you know, I can't deal with a quarterback that's been in the league for 15 years still making rookie mistakes. I'd much rather have a rookie in the game making those mistakes. At least I could be able to stomach it better. But there's nothing else to – there's no other reason to watch this season besides to see what Saquon Barkley will do, that I have our jaws dropping like how they dropped tonight. And if I was you guys, start scouting the quarterbacks. Oregon has a game 10 o'clock against Washington, I believe, and Missouri has a game against Alabama. You're looking at Justin Herbert and Drew Lock, pretty much going to be the number one and number two quarterback in this draft. So get yourselves familiar with those two names, because
right.
That's what you're going to be seeing for the next couple of weeks as far as on mock drafts and the guys that evaluate talent. Those are going to be the names that you're going to hear mocked to the Giants over the next couple of weeks. But, man, it's always good to check in with the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody try to have a good rest of the night. And, you know, we don't got no choice but to bleed blue.
Shout out to the Sim, man. Thank you very much. On sounding off, we bring on Manny Dogs. Manny Dogs, if your thoughts on the game, if you have, you want to talk to, you know, holler at Bakes or Big O, Jason, Seals, or Sim, or myself, feel free to ask any of us a question while it's your time to speak. And we got, after you, we got Billy Bob and I believe Daniel. But Manny Dogs, welcome back. Post game round table, Giants lose. How you doing, man?
What up, yo? Listen,
hey, what's up, man?
I've been listening, man, and I'm going to tell you like this. What I saw today, I saw a few things. One, if your name wasn't Barkley, you played like a bum today. And that's everybody. So, excuse me, Wynn. Wynn was still playing the way Wynn played. Eli missed a bunch of passes. The O-line was still getting obliterated. Odell Beckham, and if y'all follow me on Instagram, I posted it. He was supposed to be running a route on one play. I don't care if you say, he's not getting the ball or he's frustrated. I get it. Then get off the field and stay off the field. You, $95 million, he jogged his route. Now, everybody and their mama know who's Eli's first read. It's going to be Odell. When he see that, if I saw that, I guess I'm going check down, check down, check down, because he checked out. That's one. Defense, y'all not getting no pass. Three and out, I don't care. Listen, you are – that's why there's two teams out there, right? It's defense and offense, right? You have to hold it together. You have a job. Offense has a job. It does get frustrating and all that. Now, Aaron Smith made a Browns reference. The difference is the Browns kept playing D. They kept playing. They was losing close games. They kept playing D. Times with giant D. How many third and longs did we give up? Never mind the ones we ain't completed the offense. We're abysmal at that. How many defensive long third downs did we give up? The referees, the officiating is atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. Right? So now mm-hmm. you gotta look for where are the leaders now, right? Who do you want? If you had to pick, who do you want to lead this franchise? Now, you never pick your leader when the getting is good. You don't pick your leader when the getting is good. You pick your leader when everybody else got their head in their ass. You pick your leader when nobody else wants to be. Who's the one that's still fighting? I'm hanging my hat on Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging my hat on Barkley. You know why? He's not on the – you can tell me about passion and all that, right? I'm extremely disappointed in Odell, dude. Extremely. Because you know what? He's – all week, all you heard about was Odell. That's all you heard about, right? One hand, he's saying nothing going to break the brotherhood. On the other hand, are you happy to be in New York? That's a tough question. What's tough about that question? What's tough about that question? There ain't nothing tough about that question, bro. You leaving at halftime, whatever. If you're the leader, because that's what you like to claim to be, then your effort on the field will reflect what your team do. He out on that last punt. He probably should. That's a coach thing. Probably shouldn't have been out there. But if you out there, you out there. He out there looking like he pouting. He out there looking like he don't want to be out there. You know when he get live and popping? You know when Odell is the most entertaining right now?
Mm-hmm.
On the sideline. When he punching something. When he dancing. When he doing all this other stuff. Dog, you can tell me about your... If y'all haven't watched all year, Odell is not the same, right? Yep, everybody knew that. He's injured. But if you out there, you out there, right? If we're going to hold Eli, if we're going to hold Saquon, if we're going to hold everybody to a higher standard, he need to be held to a higher standard too. When the last time you seen Odell catch a sprint and try to bounce? Now, you know what he do? He either fall or he jump backwards. He still shook off that hit. He is impacting this team. He's the emotional leader. I would say, you know what, let's move away from him. Let's look at Saquon. Saquon, every time he touched the ball, fought and battled and fought and kicked and scratched and clawed. And not one time did he yell, did he scream, did he get out of control. He just kept playing hard. That is the heart of this football team, and that's where we need to hang our hat on. He's going to get us 3 games this year. We got to make it that way. The play calling was atrocious. There was one series where I saw it was absolutely – we threw a screen to Odell to the side for nothing. And then the next play, we threw a screen with left blocker to the other side to Cody Latimer for nothing. We had receivers giving up on routes. We had DBs. Eli Apple and Janoris Jenkins looked like Tweedledee and Tweedledum out there. They looked absolutely horrendous. They looked absolutely lost. It was absolutely atrocious. Like, the defense gave up, man. And I don't care how hard it is and how tough. Like, again, there's no atheists in foxholes, B. When it's hard out here, you find out who you are. You find out who you are. When shit gets tough, you find out who you are. When you're in the projects growing up and the lights go out and you're looking for daddy, right, you're going to find out who daddy is in that moment. If daddy bounce and leave early, and be like, right, y'all figure this out, you know what the hell you got. So we got to figure out who the daddy of this team is. And right now, I'm not hanging that on Beckham. Sorry. It ain't Shep, because Shep is a Beck clone. He like to throw the same type of fit. That's starting to become a thing. Our most exciting parts are the sideline fits where we punch and shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's the answer. And at the end of the day, if we need to move on from Eli, whatever, man, I'm with whoever. Eli still gonna always be my dude. He gave us too much for me to ever disrespect that man. I saw him make some really bad throws tonight. Some really bad throws. And I also saw the receivers run some shitty-ass routes. And I also saw the offensive line get beat with one move. I saw them get destroyed. So this is a total team loss. One dude other than Barkley can say, yo, I did my thing. Nah, bro, you didn't. Y'all all came out, and it was at home in a rivalry game, and y'all laid an egg. I'm not blaming nobody. That is a team loss. That's what I'm saying. Y'all need to look. They need to look themselves in the face, man, and see who the hell you are and what you want to do. Because if you give up because shit got hard, oh, man, the offense ain't doing this. Oh, man, the defense ain't doing that. So what? So what now what? So what now what? Don't call yourself a warrior. Don't call yourself a barbarian. Don't call yourself a giant. Don't call yourself none of those things. If when shit get hard, you fold and tuck under.
All right.
That's how I feel, man. That's how I feel.
All right. Man, shout out to Manny Dogs. You can follow Manny Dogs on Instagram, Blitz_FOG. That's Blitz_FOG. Manny Dogs, thank you very much. We're going to bring on Billy Bob. Now, Billy Bob, we had Big O speak, Jason, the definition of lit, Big Blue of Arizona, Seals, the Sim, Bakes. Billy Bob, if you want to speak for yourself, you want to ask any of the stakeholders something, a dialogue between you and another stakeholder, feel free to speak what you saw in this game today. Floor is yours, and we'll go to the next stakeholder after that. Go ahead, Billy Bob.
Man, it's just basically, I just think, the team is basically giving up. It's giving up on Eli, basically. And you can just see it from the jump. So when something goes wrong, you just see everything go out the door. You either have players doing too much, just trying to compensate for Eli's mistakes, and it's making it look bad. It's making it look bad on the, making it look bad as a team. I mean, that's where it's heading at. As far as everybody saying, hey, Quan Barkley stepping up, he ain't had no choice but to step up. He's a rookie. He's doing with all the energy. So, what he's doing, it ain't really surprising me because he got to step up like that anyways. especially if you're a first round pick. So I'm expecting him to step up like this anyway. But what I'm really shocked at, I'm like, how in the heck do y'all cut David Webb? And the only reason why I think y'all only cut David Webb is so y'all don't have this quarterback controversy. Because y'all knew Eli was going to make this mistake. Y'all knew that Eli was going to be like this year. And what I'm thinking, y'all want to get that out y'all hands so y'all won't have to go through this problem. And why I say that, after I seen Odell Beckham throw a pass, this is why Eli didn't want nobody starting over him, getting in over him. This is why y'all got rid of David Wells, so y'all won't have this problem. So I'm kind of upset. And then just not to see even Kyle Letter not dress out, this is like looking even worse. Looking worse than what I'm looking at, bro.
Well, yeah, let me ask you this, Billy. Well, why did they do that? Why would they? Well, I think one of the rationale, which I disagree, is Davis Webb was a Jerry Reese signing or a Jerry Reese draft pick. But that still doesn't do it for me. He could have been on the roster. Why would you do that and put Lauletta on IR and have Alex Tanny behind him? Like, what is the logic behind that, if you have an answer?
That's my answer. Just because of that. They didn't want that quarterback controversy because they knew David Webb sat in. Because this don't make no sense to me. I mean, David Webb has a frame, 6'5", has an arm. From what I've been getting from players, they love the dude. The man, they said the man that come in, he knows the play. But so I'm like, why was this man cut? Because they knew that was a threat to Eli's job. And I don't think Pat Shurmur wanted that right away. He didn't want that kind of quarterback controversy. What he did, he had to cut David Webb just to get that off his hands. So he wouldn't have that problem coming into this year. And I can respect it, but that was a dumb move. Cause I'm almost feeling like you almost did what McAdoo did. Instead of starting David Webb, you got to start his name Geno. That was just a waste of time. Like, these are things I see the Giants doing. I'm like, why? Why do y'all do this here? If y'all know y'all got talent sitting on the bench, y'all should have been trying this out. I mean, they ain't even giving man a chance, y'all. I mean, they should even let the man, like, I'm looking at it like, I'm being real, they need to make that phone call to David Webb right now. Because it's like, y'all don't have nothing. They don't really have nothing to go off of. And to the point that they know they don't want to put that to do 10 in, because they know what's the logic to that. And that's one thing I always been seeing throughout this whole year. Eli never had a threat. Eli never had a threat at a quarterback position. He never had to look over and show that one point of his life, because you know why? They always had garbage players behind Eli. If you had garbage players behind Eli, what the hell is he going to throw in? Another garbage player? I'm not trying to take Eli garbage, but if you don't have nobody that was talented in Eli, what you going to put in? Nothing. And that's what's killing me, bro. I mean, like, I just don't get that part with David Webb. Now we're looking crazy. You looking stupid crazy out here with all this talent on this field and can't do nothing. And I'm going to tell y'all once again, we're in the NFL. We're in small receivers. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, we getting into the part where teams are going to become physical now. Teams are going to become physical. We're coming into the weather season, man. Teams don't want to play these small little guys. Like, that's the problem. You're not going to throw it down the field. But then you got the receiver that still has to fight for the ball. Eli don't have that much room to throw these balls. You need these type of room. I'm looking at the players you got, bro. It's like, John's not looking at their personnel. Know your personnel. It's like, this is being a waste of time now. It's just being a straight waste of time out here. I mean, like, if y'all going to play Eli, play to his strength. I know y'all got Cat Cole Lattimore. Don't get these. And that's another thing. Stop trying to get these bum receivers that act like they did, but they don't really be nothing. These are like bum Joes coming out there. Like, if you had, like, my whole thing to the Giants, if y'all know y'all had the chance to make a move to even grab the dude from Cleveland, Josh Gordon, you could have made that move. It's plenty of moves that I could see that they could make that could even help with Eli, and I don't see they making that move, bro. They just think that Eli is just an accurate quarterback. Oh, man. And, like, these games be long. You sitting there. And, like, our team ain't doing nothing. You just watching.
Mm-hmm.
Our defense, and I can't – it's like, how can you bash our defense? When it's really, like, the extended part-time.
Well, they got tired as the game went because they were put in a bad position.
It's always going to be like that. It's always going to be like that when your team is going three and not. It's like they can fight. They can play some good defense. But y'all know when football keeps going on and on throughout the course of the game, they got to lead. Teams don't have to really do that much. Just run a couple of times, pick up a couple of first downs. And you can just see it. Look at defense. They're just quitting on defense. They're probably telling themselves they're not going to do this again. They're not going to repeat the same thing they did in 2016. Play good defense and not getting shit from the offense. Right now, it's going to be the center fan. I would be shocked if there'd be more players come out to start bashing Eli. They're going to start bashing Eli. You already got Odell doing it. I would be surprised if y'all even hear Eric Flowers from Jacksonville start talking about Eli and why he couldn't get on the field. There's going to be a lot of things coming out later down the line, bro, about Eli and how he came. So that's all I got for y'all boys, man. All right, man.
Shout out to Billy Bob. Let's bring back on Bakes. Shout out to Bob, Billy Bob. Bakes, get you back on, man. If we could get you more of your thoughts and clear on his loss, and then you heard all the stakeholders speak. Go ahead and fire away, bro.
Listen, man. Stakeholders spitting pure fire tonight. Listen, ain't nothing we can do but talk the truth, man. Eli's washed. The offensive line is disarray. We're inconsistent on all facets. We can't tackle on special teams, on kickoff and punt coverages, especially on punt coverages. We can't tackle. We can't get off the field sometimes on third down. You know, like you said, wide receivers aren't running the right routes. We're playing check down ball. We can't get the ball down the field. Wide receivers aren't getting separation. We got key injuries at certain positions. We're in disarray. And I knew we were going to have to find our way because there was too many new pieces, even though we're in a new regime. And, you know, it's the same results that we're having from the last regime. We don't have an identity. We don't have consistency. We don't have discipline on the field, off the field, on the sidelines. We're throwing tantrums on the field, tantrum on the sidelines. We're not getting good calls. I guess because we're bad, we're not getting calls. We're being held. We're not getting the holding calls, but they're calling all the negative calls against us. It's like a perfect storm of everything that's going wrong with the New York Football Giants. And what that means is we're going to be in the top five in the draft in 2019. So this is a perfect time to get a quarterback. So, you know, I don't see us getting any better. I don't see us getting any wins. We have less wins than the Cleveland Browns. Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
I think another caller said we're like the Cleveland Browns. That's crazy. But that's what we are. We are a flagship team, but we're not playing and handling our business like a flagship team. This is a cornerstone franchise of the NFL. That's not how we're carrying ourselves on, off the field, everything.
But, you know, let me ask you something. I don't know if I talked to you about this on air, but I think I brought this up to other stakeholders or whatever. I believe a couple of things. But head coach in particular, Biggs, and let me get your opinion on this. I believe Pat Shurmur, I watched a lot of Minnesota tape of last year with Case Keenum. They're not running as much. They're not opening up the playbook like they did in Minnesota last year because Case Keenum made a lot of throws on the run, and I think Shurmur prefers that, and that's kind of what a lot of the offenses has been off the hook. You know, Andy Reid's got Patrick Mahomes. Sean McVay's got Jared Goff. Like, a lot of these guys are making throws on the run. You know, you already know about Aaron Rodgers. That's what he does. But I'm talking about these younger guys. I don't think Shurmur is opening up the playbook because he knows Eli can't get out of the pocket and make throws on the run. And that's what
Eli
I don't know how he got, yeah. I think, and I don't know how he got the job because that's what he was. And you
and,
saw
and,
how he
and
got
that's another thing too.
In 2 weeks. Go ahead.
Right. We know what Eli is, and Eli is not a mobile quarterback. Eli is a pocket quarterback. You can roll him out, but he's not making passes on the run. He still has to set his feet and throw the ball. He's not making passes on the run. That has never been Eli Manning. So that's what I'm saying. I was never really happy with this Pat Shurmur pick as a coach, you know, but I was trying to be open-minded. But I was never happy with this pick because that means a brand-new offense, new offensive coordinator, you know what I'm saying? That's another thing for Eli to digest and things like that. Even being a veteran, it takes time. It takes time for all the players to be in sync, and they're clearly not in sync. We saw flashes of it last week, but they're not in sync. And when every team knows, every opponent knows that all they got to do is put pressure. And they can just rush four. Everybody, every lineman was getting beat on one move or a scheme today. I saw it. I was watching the line. Solder, the center, Hernandez, Wheeler, the other, they're getting beat on. It's not even the blitz. It's four down linemen beating them off the rush. They're not getting pushed on the run. Every yard that Saquon Barkley earned was of his own effort.
Barry Sanders.
It's ridiculous. It's going to be a long season,
yeah.
Fellas. Buckle up. It's going to be a long
Buckle
season.
Up. Any question or comment for any other stakeholder for what they said? Billy Bob or Big. You good?
Which quarterback y'all think we need to draft next year?
That's if you want to leave that question on the table for the stakeholders who's been watching college football, I'm telling you, I'm actually optimistic with some of these crop of quarterbacks are slightly better than what came out this year. Outside of Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield is a player on his own. I think these other guys like Darnold, Rosen,
if we couldn't get Barkley, that's who I wanted was Mayfield. And I didn't understand. That dude is a stud, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's bring on at Everything NYG. Shout out to Robbie. And in the situation with a lot of Giant fans in Florida, I hope everybody's safe and secure from the hurricane. But I want to bring on at Everything NYG. And I know, bro, I want to bring you on. Give us your thoughts on the game, what you saw. If you want to holler at any of the stakeholders on the line, feel free to fire away. And I hope all is well with you and your family down there with that disaster with the hurricane, man. But talk to us, man. How's everything?
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. My family's, for the most part, good. You know, we had my grandpa, as I told you, his sister's house was destroyed by a tree, man, from it. Not fun. You know, the Giants hurricane and disaster and tornado doesn't help. But no, I'm safe. My family's good, man. I appreciate it. Other than that, as far as the game goes, man, you know, I was so mad I was punching stuff. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I expect to lose. And that, you know, you'd be lying if you said you didn't. I expect to lose, you know, and that's what I expect. But I don't expect a team full of guys that come on Twitter and say all the time about how determined they are and how ready they are to eat and how ready they are to go out and play and then show no effort. I mean, the whole night, my main thing I'd highlight is effort. I saw guys jogging. I saw guys not caring. I saw Alec Ogletree force a fumble, watch it get reversed, take his helmet off, laugh, and adjust his earring like nothing just happened, like we didn't just – like nothing happened. And that's what I've seen from the coaches. That's what I've seen from the offensive coordinator, and nobody's been more of a letdown to me other than Shurmur than James Betcher. He's another one, in my opinion. I think he has been nothing short of a disappointment. I think the whole new coaching staff has, so I'm pointing fingers there tonight too. But you guys know, and like I said, I beat the same dead horse. I've been saying this stuff about Eli for years. I can only say it so many times. You know, a lot of people like to complain about the O-line, and I agree. But understand, Carson Wentz was under the same pressure. And if you look, he was rolling out and he was making throws because he made time. And that's what you need in the NFL. That's why I pushed Baker Mayfield so hard when I had people on Twitter telling me I was an idiot for having him my number one quarterback 2 years ago. Because that's what you get in a player like that. And then you have someone that's a vocal leader. And those are things that Eli Manning can't do any of. And he sure as hell can't throw a ball more than 15 yards. And you know, so that's when it circles back to you know, I'm starting to be on that train. You know, and unfortunately, I never thought I'd say it, but was it McAdoo's fault? Honestly, I mean, look at it. Was it McAdoo's fault? Because Shermer's running into the same thing. There's a video of him on the sideline. He was screaming at Eli, throw the ball. And he's not, because when Eli does throw the ball past 15 yards, it sails over their head. And it happened several times tonight. So, you know, most people are catching on to the train. But Eli Manning, dude, I don't know who's been saying it so much, but I believe in you, man. I'm with you. Eli Manning is a backup quarterback. This is another thing a lot of people hate me for and saying disrespectful. He didn't win those Super Bowls on his own. Eli Manning's always been an average quarterback. He's proven it more with age, and everything he's showing is aging, and that's why I get so mad, Steve. I'm with you when all the people do is they look at training camp and they're like, oh, wow, he looks great. He's in great form. They say that about a lot of guys, and then it shows on the field. So I'm with you, man. The training camp warrior.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
He was this offseason, man. And a lot of people took the bait on it, and you know I didn't, Steve. I know you know I didn't. This is the same thing I've been saying for forever. So I'm not trying to be a dick about it at all, guys, when I say this stuff, like how I said this.
What do you mean, real?
You know what I mean? You know, it comes down to the point where it's something that's been so blatant for so long, and so many fans have said, well, he's won two Super Bowls. Yes, he has, and I'm not saying he hasn't, but look at what's being put on the field right now. Do you want to win, or do you just want to look towards the next draft? Because it seems like everyone just wants to keep Eli Manning as long as they can and relive the history and still get that first overall pick. It's like everyone's okay with losing as long as we still have a guy that won two Super Bowls. When do you want to win? When do you want to win? That's what I want to know. Because if you want to win, you take a quarterback. If you want to win, you make an insane aggressive move in the draft and you get Barkley and Mayfield. Fuck, I'm just saying, if you want to win. If you want to win, you would have got Patrick Mahomes and you would have been more aggressive than the Chiefs and you would have picked him. If you want to win. And if you want to win, you put in Kyle Lauletta, who maybe could be that guy, maybe, if he gets the time to play, because we're 1-5. But they won't, because they don't want to win. And that's it. They don't want to win. And that's what it comes
to. These
guys are getting 100.
They quit.
Yeah.
It looked like the Rams
This game. Is why I was punching Last things, year. Man, tonight. I know I'm talking a long time. Sorry, I'm about done here. But that's why I was punching things, man, on the phone with my girlfriend ranting with her tonight. Because here's the thing, man. You know, these players are getting hundreds of millions of dollars. Literally. To play football. And there's kids and there's adults and everyone wearing them, literally. Most kids grow up and want to be in the NFL and they have a fate. You know what I mean? And these guys are getting hundreds of millions of dollars and we're helping pay for their salaries. And they're not caring. They're not giving us anything back anymore just because of our record. And they've been like that since we were 0-0. What does that say about the identity of this team? Because if you look at it like this, I see Baker Mayfield saying that he's changing the culture in Cleveland. That's what he's doing. What are all the players on our team doing? What are all the 53 on our doing? Are we changing the culture? I think we are, but I think we're changing it into a team that's full of bums, and when they're not bums, they feed off of each other. Like Jarvis Landry said, it's contagious, man. It's contagious, and I love Odell Beckham, but what he's doing right now isn't helping either. Punching water coolers doesn't help. Barkley's the only one that gives a shit, and he's getting a fraction of what Eli Manning. And that's a problem. That's a problem, man. That's a problem. That's it. Like I said, I'm going to stop talking. I'm sorry for talking so much, but as simple as that, man, it's effort and it's the culture. And I can't wait for more people to understand why I've been bashing Eli Manning for so long, because he's not vocal. He can't play. He's lopsided and he doesn't know what he's doing, man. He really doesn't. And neither does anyone at this point. And that goes for Gettleman too. And I really like him and I really liked him and I still do, but I feel like all he wants to do is make it Carolina. And that also is greed. And I think this whole team's full of greed. And it lives on Twitter because I see it happen. That's about it, man. But as always, Bleed Blue, love this show. Love you guys. I'm sorry I can't make it to Atlanta, man. I'm really sorry about that. But Bleed Blue, guys.
One more thing. One more thing I want to add. And then I want to go back around for final thoughts from all the stakeholders on the line. Because you got to tell everybody. I mean, I love what we all do. We all have different opinions. Whether we agree, disagree, we have perspective. Because I say it all the time. Whether you sound like Biggs, whether you sound like Manny Dogs, Billy Bob, whoever. The whole point is, somebody on this platform is an extension for a lot of the chunk of the fan base as far as opinion. But if Robbie, if you could tell everybody about your tweet, right? Your tweet being shared on Bleacher Report.
Yeah, man, that was a cool moment. I had I had a bunch of people send that in to me. I had no idea. And you guys know I try to put this show on there as much as possible, and I want to get it out there as much as possible, man. So that was pretty cool, man. That was a cool moment, and I really appreciate everyone, you know, with a good look on it. Steve, I appreciate the shout-out, man. I've been on Forbes and all that stuff, man. It's pretty cool. It's really cool, so I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and shout-outs to everybody who's out there at Everything NYG. Robbie, your perspective, maybe Dogs Bakes, Big O, Sim, Crisp, Seals, everybody. We're going to go around for final thoughts. And feel free to take your time. We took off the clock for a reason because we got embarrassed on Thursday Night Football. Didn't want to use the 3-minute long-winded timer. We wanted everybody to get their thoughts and express themselves. We'll start off with Big O. We'll bring back on Big O. Big O, your final thoughts. If you want to talk to any stakeholder, nobody wants to talk to each other. It kind of hurts. Breaks my heart, man. I want you guys to talk to each other, man. Big O, if you have a final thoughts on this game, the Giants are going to be off until Monday night in Atlanta. But Big O, your final thoughts, and if you want to talk to anybody directly on this platform on what they said or didn't say, feel free, and we'll go right down the line. We'll be bringing back on Bakes in between all that to get his thoughts. Big O, your final thoughts, man.
No, I mean, you know, what Robbie said was pretty much on point. I mean, I've been on the Bleed Blue show for a minute. You know, he's been advocating it. Him and Billy Bob been advocating this, you know. Especially with the Eli's looking good in the training camp, that's dead on. I'm sick of it, you know. It's like this broken record, man. It's just that's this annoying pain that never can go away. You know, this nagging pain that you have for years that you couldn't find nothing for it. You know, there's something there, but you know, everybody else just trying to ignore the fact that it's over with, man. That era is over, man. You know, we need, like he said, we need to change the culture, and we need to change with what's going on in the league now, man. The league is fast, defenses are fast, and we done that. Eli's style of playing football is over with, man. All teams are doing is sitting on that cover too deep, and daring Eli to throw, and he's not, and he doesn't have the arm strength anymore. The accuracy was never there, like Robbie said. He's just an average quarterback that had good pieces around him, a good team around him, leaders around him that can rally a team up and everybody fight together. And Eli was part of those teams that won the Super Bowl. That's it, man. It wasn't nothing big, spectacular, nothing like that. So at the end of the game, man, his time, he's regressed. And he's regressed fast. And he's just not that guy anymore, man. He's not going to get no better than where he is now. He's just going to get worse. So I think it's just that time, man, to just go ahead. You know, he'll play a few more games, and then once we mathematically out this playoff thing, we need to just go ahead and see what the other guys have, man. That's it, man. It's over, man. The fans, the little fans he have left that's crying, that's going to be pouting and banging the floor, let them cry, man. It's a business. They'll get over it. And, you know, I'm just looking for these young quarterbacks that's coming out next year, and hopefully we pick the right one that's gonna fit with these pieces we have. Odell will turn around. He's just a diva, man. He's a rock star. That's just what he is. I know people's not gonna be happy with him, but you know we gonna have those type of individuals. We got plenty of other players that's gonna be leaders on this team. Once teams start winning, things start happening, man. Odell was happy. Until we turned to shit, yo. It's just we just trash right now. There's nothing to look for, you know. He's a winner. He wants to win, and he knows that the one person can cause, like they said, it takes 11 players to make this thing happen, and one player can make it break down. Well, your one player is the nucleus of the team, and it's your quarterback. And if your quarterback is that one player, you can forget about it, man. It's over, you know. So it's frustrating. So I can see the frustration. I can see how things is getting crazy, but you know when something was, we was at the top, you know it broke down. We're at the bottom now, man. You know sometimes you got to break things down and then build it back up. So it fell apart, man. Now we're gonna put it back together, man. But it's gonna take some time. So I'm with it, man. It's all good. You know, Barkley, that dude. I'm not disappointed that we picked this dude second pick. I'm kind of glad we didn't get no Darnold or none of that, man. I think we might get the one that we supposed to get in this dude, and yeah, you know, so it is what it is, man. I'm happy we got that monster, and we'll get a quarterback that match up and be able to get Odell open and Shepard open and all that stuff. And it'll work, man. We got it, man. It's just we got to get that nucleus together. Other than that, man, bleed blue, man.
All right, man. Shout outs to the big old man firing away on the postgame roundtable. We'll get to Jason Big Blue of Arizona, the definition of lit, your final thoughts. Anything else you'd like to add? Shout outs from the Big Blue of Arizona crew. Anything else you want to add to what the stakeholders said? And then we go to Seals and everybody else who's been waiting on the line to say their final thoughts as well. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, so real quick, I'm excited about next Thursday's show. We can talk about Atlanta, but just to kind of reiterate what I was saying about jerseys, I think the ownership group needs to walk around the stadium and see actually what everyone's wearing. I just want to give an example. It's kind of off the show, but it has to do exactly with what I'm talking about. Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, he really walks around during all these shows. He knows who's hot by the T-shirt sales. That's how he knows who to promote. If the mayor has walked around MetLife or even on the road, they got to open up their eyes and see what jerseys are selling, who's hot, and you determine that that's the face of the franchise. If they were to open up their eyes, they would be more accepting to realizing that it's time to move on from Eli. The jersey sales say it all. I'll always bleed blue. I appreciate that new nickname that you cloned me on. It's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. The show was really, really good. Robbie had some great points. Manny Dogs had some good points as well, too. But I just think I've been saying this for a while. Eli is a car that's 15 years old. It's treated you well. It's treated you good. It's given you some good years. But what do you do with a 15-year-old car? Do you keep on driving it, or is it time to set it aside and get a new one? And I just hope people just embrace the future. This is all about the future. I've been hearing a lot of talk about, you know, what's going to happen next year, the year after that. I'm liking what I'm hearing, but we need to embrace the future. To embrace the future, then we will be able to move forward and move on and continue on with getting Super Bowl rings.
Shout out to Jason, Big Blue of Arizona, Big Blue of Arizona, Giants fan of Arizona on Instagram as well. The definition of lit, ladies and gentlemen. He's here. The new era has arrived for Jason of Big Blue of Arizona, man. And it will be a lit time on the annual tailgate down in Atlanta, man. It will be lit, Jay. That will be guaranteed at this point. No doubt about it. Oh yeah. By the way, if people want to see the flyer of the itinerary of the events, you can just go to our website, bleedblueshow.com/events. And the whole itinerary with Bakes, the frontliners, the kickball tournament, the jersey party. We'll bring it up on Thursday, but the kickball tournament with Falcon fans, jersey party. I believe some top golf is going to be in there. It's going to be a community service, a watch party, tailgate. It's all covered, man. We'll have Biggs bring all that in towards the end of the episode. Seals, final thoughts from you as well on this episode. Giants lose 34-13 to the Eagles. I'm tired of losing to the Eagles, man. It was never like this when I was growing up. Seals, go ahead.
Yeah,
I feel you, man.
I feel you. I think we're all in agreement that Eli's time has come to an end. I don't really have much else to say. You know, I'm still hurting listening to everybody, and it's still hard to swallow. But I'm just going to say these two words, and you can go to the next caller or whatever. But two words I'm going to leave everybody with are Justin Herbert. Bleed blue, y'all.
He's big on Herbert, man. I'm telling you guys, you better get on these college football on Saturdays, man. Get on the college football. You want to be ahead of the curve of these Giant fans? Get on the college tapes, man. You see the posts on Twitter and Facebook. I preach it. I'm not just saying it for me. I'm saying it for everybody who are Giants fans. Study, like Billy Bob says, know your personnel. You guys got to know who's coming out of college. Because how else are you going to know who to draft if you haven't watched any college games? That's the logic. Don't go off with some scout said or mock draft. Watch the games for yourself in college. You see who's nice and who's coming out. And Herbert's up there. Him, Greer, all those cats. They're going to be at the top of the heap. And I would put them over a lot of the crop that came out this year. That's my word.
Yeah, big smart. Big Big, smart, mobile. He's everything you would want in a quarterback, especially in this day and age, especially with Pat Shurmur's offense.
Oh yeah, that would fit. That actually would fit.
Absolutely.
In the playbook. I really believe, I told Biggs early on this episode, but before you go, let me ask you this. I believe Shurmur's limits in the playbook because I watched a lot of Minnesota football, and Case Keenum hitting those crossing routes to Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. A lot of that is not happening in this offense. And I know Pat Shurmur is limited. He can't, right?
Yeah, he can't depend on Eli to make those moves. And, again, it's not Eli's fault in that aspect of it. He, you know, again, he's getting older, and he's never, ever been a mobile quarterback. The Shurmur's asking Eli to be something he's not 15 years into his career. You just can't do that. And, again, I love Eli to death. I love what he's done for this organization. But how long do you hold on to a guy? It's time. It's time to go. I'm sorry. Eli might not like it. A lot of Giants fans might not like it, but – it's what it's come to. It's a shame, and you want to see Eli go out on top because he's done so much for the organization, for us as fans, but it's time to go. It's time to move on to that next chapter. And you know, with guys like Justin Herbert coming out of college, you know, I'm glad we picked Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, to me, was and still is the best pick in that draft, period.
Absolutely. As we said all offseason, how did I know that? Because I watched the games. That's how I know. He was the best player in college last year. And you hear these names popping up on this episode. I'm telling you guys, don't take my word for it. Go watch the games for yourself. You hear the names Herbert. You hear the names Greer. These quarterbacks, they could throw it, man. They got arms. They got accuracy. And they're mobile. That's the new age quarterback where we're going right now. So shout-outs to Seals, man. It's been a rough week for in particular, us, because of our squads, man. But this is therapy, man. This is the Bleed Blue Show. The stakeholders, for the fans, man, they hear the frustrations, man, whether they go to work, home, and all that, man. They take this on the go. They hear the fans' frustration. We're speaking on behalf of the fans, man. I mean, this is what it's all about, man. Win, lose, or draw. Appreciate the thoughts, man. It's good to hear from you, bro. And shout-outs to your group, the New York Football Giants group, man. Let's go
appreciate
to Manny Doss. Final thought. Yes, sir. Shout-outs to Seals. Manny Dawes, your final thoughts? I'm going to go to Billy Bob after that, and then we get Bakes. And Bakes got a lot of information in there. But Manny Dawes, you first. Final thoughts.
Yeah, man. I've been listening to everybody. It's like I said, man. I don't care how hard things get. I don't care how ugly things get. Y'all want to move on from Eli? People want to move on from Eli? Cool. Whatever works, whatever's best for the team, right? I think whoever was just talking, man, I lost the dude's name. He was talking about.
Who, Seals?
Yeah.
Oh, who? I mean, I'll bring him on if you want to talk to him. We'll have a dialogue. You want to talk to him? Who was it? Was it Seals, the one that just spoke?
I was thinking about the point he was making when he was saying,
oh, okay.
Sure. Shurmur is trying to adapt Eli to his offense, right? And so as a coach, if your player cannot run your offense, you find somebody who can. Now, I say that with all the respect of what Eli is and can do. Everybody know, and everybody who's ever heard me know, Eli, my dude. I don't believe it was the defense that carried him in those Super Bowls and all that other shit that I keep hearing. I believe it was a team effort. And if y'all did, if people really did believe that, then why ain't they doing it now? Right? And they tweeting it every week, right? They online telling me how dope they are. But that's neither here nor there. As a coach, if you believe your quarterback can't run your offense, and you put somebody in there that you feel like you can run your offense, right? That's that. If you're the coach, you're the coach. Be the coach. Don't limit the playbook. Why would you? Why would you limit the playbook? Plus, you picked up Alex Tanny, right? Y'all must have saw something. Throw him out there. see what happens. You can do whatever you want, man. We can trade. We can bring in Kaepernick, throw him out there, do whatever you want, right? That don't take away from effort, bro. That's not going. It's not going to give. If time's got to be good for you to give me effort, your effort is worth dirty rags. That's how I feel about that. You come out and you play hard. I've never been coaching, and I've never, when I play, ever in my life, ever came to a game and expected to lose. I've never, ever came into a game and felt like I didn't have a chance to win. I've never, ever experienced being in the game, getting a ball, carrying the ball, running the ball, catching the ball, and think, man, I ain't going to do nothing with this ball. If your thought pattern is shit ain't going to happen, guess what's not going to happen? Shit ain't going to happen. So, to me, that's a spirit, culture, and heart issue. And if that's the issue we have, it's way bigger than Eli Manning. It's way bigger than Eli Manning. And we could bring a young quarterback up in here, and if he come in here and got to deal with all these quitting-ass people, you think that's going to help a young quarterback? You understand what I'm saying? Like I get it, man. I get it. I get all the rhetoric. I hear it. I get it. If y'all saw a team, I keep hearing the defense was tired in the first quarter.
Well, I think their point. Let me bring the other side to it, because the team or the offense couldn't even convert third downs. They were 0-for-11. So that's why the frustration was on the defense. Like, damn, we just got back off the field. That's their thought process. Early on, I thought they were all right because they held Philly with the bad field position. Remember the fumble? They held them to the field goal. I thought the defense early on did his job. They put the defense in the bad position with the turnover to start the game. So that's the perspective, because you watching the other team on the other side. Philly didn't even punt. I don't remember them punt. No, they did. They had one punt. But Philadelphia converted damn near all their third downs, and we didn't convert no third downs. So that's the frustration.
We didn't convert the third downs. Frustration and fatigue are two different things. So maybe I'm misunderstanding. Frustration is one thing. Fatigue is another, right? And that's why I said.
Well, I mean, the longer you're on the field, the tired you're going to get. If you're not coming off the field, you're going to get tired. I mean, they're not robots. You know what I'm saying? Not to say they're not in the best football shape. I mean, you're probably in good football shape, but if you're off the field, you're not going to be as tired, is my point.
Right. I'm looking at how many third downs did Philly convert?
11.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's my point.
That's a lot of third downs that they converted. You know what I'm saying? So, this is, again, I can't sit here and give them a pass, man. I really can't. The offense stunk. The defense stunk. Let's take Manning out of the equation. That's the popular thing. So let's say Manning's not in there. We got Kyle Lauletta. The defense still got to play. The receivers still got to run routes. The offensive line still got to block. And that is an effort thing. I don't want to be on no field with nobody that's going quick because it's hard. That's just the way I feel. That's the way I coach. And that's the way I play. If you out here talking about tomorrow, get off the field, man. Get off the field. You have no reason to be out here. If we paid I'm very frustrated with Odell, man. We paid you after a broken leg. Most people will make you earn that one. Most teams gonna make you earn that one. You're gonna get a 1 year prove it. You got your money, and this is what you're doing. Oh, I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm leaving. They can't give me the ball. Okay, I believe he's leading the team in catches. So you're getting the ball. How about the shit you're doing with the ball? Remember how we were talking about Odell? Yo, he just needs to give him the rock. He going to take it to the crib. He going to do this and that and that. Okay, where's it at? Right now, he's doing more pouting than he is routing. He's doing way more pouting than he is vouching. And again, let's take Eli out of the equation. That's what that. Let's put Kyle Lallet in, right? And sit him behind that offensive line. And sit him in this offense and watch him look at these receivers, John. Just to see it. See what happens. You know what I mean? So
what happens?
I feel like at the end of it, man, I'm a Giants fan. Next week against Atlanta, guess what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we gonna win. That's what I'm thinking. Why? Because that's how I'm built. I'm built for battle. I don't go into battle and think I'm gonna lose. If that's the case, I just wanna watch. I wait till the draft, see who we get, and tuck it in for next year. I can't do that, man. That's not how I'm built. So, much respect to all the stakeholders. Much respect to everybody's views. We ain't got to agree. But to me, it's an effort thing, and they need to come together. That effort need to be cleared up, and that means ASAP.
All right, man. Manny Dawes, man, thank you very much on your final thoughts. Blitz_FOG on Instagram. Give him a follow. Talk football and talk life with Manny Dawes, man. Appreciate that, man. Billy Bob, your final thoughts, and then we get Bakes to go in on everything else, and we'll wrap up. Go ahead, Billy Bob, final thoughts.
Okay, just for that third down conversion stuff, they went 9-for-16 and went 4-for-14. So that just tells you they just had.
All right, that's a misquote. So you're 9-11. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be real. I hate to tell y'all, but the effort stuff can come from a change. You just got to look at it like that. You got to look at, I mean, if you want to put it in that simple sense, you can put it like how Cleveland did it. Just one turn can make everybody play different. Like, it's no different if you want to use that analogy, if you want to look at what Cleveland did. I mean, when Tyrod Taylor was, Tyrod O'Reilly's name was in, they were playing like that with him. Couldn't really throw the ball, was not getting enough time. Receivers were coming open. And as soon as they made that transition to Baker, everything just changed. Now the blind blocking. Baker still throwing the same type of pass that Tyrod was there. I just think the receivers are putting more effort into what they want because they probably believe in that quarterback. I mean, you can – it's one thing when you're looking like, you're like, okay, I'm going to war with you, but are you really into it? I mean, that's how they're looking at Eli. I mean – I'm not trying to understand. When you're looking at your TV, we still seeing the same look over and over for 15. How many times can we look at the TV and get that same look from out of Eli? Running to the sideline, giving that side nod with his head, or shrugging his shoulder. It's like that's that same stuff as you black, bro. That's what you call a robot. I promise you. I'm looking at a robot. It's like that's the same type of stuff you get every time. I get it. And that's what the people probably want from Eli. It's some emotion. We need some fire emotion. Like, we want Eli to turn to the offensive line and be like, yell at them. Do something. Yell at the line. If that can honestly keep telling me, it's the offensive line. There comes a time when the quarterback could just look at a line or be like, hey, do you need help? Is there something like it? I mean, we need Eli to, I mean, he probably is doing it on the sideline. But damn it, let's just see you do it out there on the field. Yell at somebody. I don't give a damn. Pull a lineman by his face mask and say, damn, bro, we can't continue to keep doing it because I'm starting to look bad now. And I'm to the point where I need Eli to say, you know what? It might be time for me to go. I mean, you sometimes you have to just look at you. It's one thing everybody else saying you're a problem and you're not taking full accountability and be like, I know, I might just be the problem. And I'm sometimes wondering if Eli won't ever just come to that point and be like, you know what, guys? Or go to the coach at least and be like, that nigga make this move. Just for the chance. I don't even give a damn if you feel like he may not be the problem. You say, you know what? From the actions, from Odell actions, and from these other players' actions, I need to make this move. Be a bigger man sometimes. I'm sorry. You don't hear me? If you feel like everybody saying he holding the Giants hostage, that's why I'm at this point. He has to be, I mean, like, to the point, like, hey, listen, gonna bleed it all. Listen, man, I think the Giants, I mean, Gettleman need to suck it up and bring in David Wells. I mean, we need to put pride to the side and be like, listen, I can't even think, I can't even imagine as talking about going into the draft for another quarterback when we probably even have quarterbacks on our bench that we have not yet seen. How that's going to work for me? Why should we go get another quarterback when we're going to go for that process of sitting on a bench like Kyle Lauletta or like Davis Webb, just sitting on a bench and have to go through this process when we know we got heaps of talent on the field? So to me, it's like, why not do it now? Why do we have to wait till the draft come around? I don't feel like waiting for the draft. That process, I don't want to wait for no more. I sat there and watched him do that with a quarterback at with David Bell for a whole year, and then we decided to bench our quarterback and still not put this man in. I seen us do that to receivers. We did that to receivers. I heard that we had some good receivers on our squad that we let go, such as Corey Washington. You don't remember this guy who showed off? I seen we do that to a lot of players. Come in and not yet showcased skills because we're living under some, like, we're supposed to go through this, I don't know, it's like you got to go through this, I don't want to go through that, I don't want to go through that process no more. If you have talent on the team, get that talent out there on the field. Just get them out there. I'm tired of that process. So we're talking about a process over and over that we're supposed to wait for this draft. I'm supposed to sit back and wait for another draft to get me a quarterback that's not going to even start. That just goes to show you where we really stand at, man.
All right.
I'm not down for that process. That process, I'm not. I can't, man. I just really want to see them. If they really want to show me something, throw Carl Lallet out there right now. That's how I'm here right now. Yeah, I said he's accurate. He's accurate. He's mobile.
You got to get him off of IR.
I don't know how he's. But why he's on IR? Do y'all really think he's hurt?
Nah, I think it's a healthy scratch.
Do y'all really
I don't
think
know
this
what
man
the hell
is
hurt? No, I do not. That's my answer. I don't know what the hell they're doing on it because of that.
That's because they don't want that conflict. What's the best way to stay from that conflict? I mean, they know that Tanner ain't coming in. They know that Tanner's like some damn backup quarterback, like the left-handed, what they call it, the lefty-hefty. He ain't never coming in. He's just out there for luck. They just know that. They know that quarterback is not better than Eli, and he's not getting out there. I don't know why we got Kyle Lauletta on, which because they know they don't want to go through that problem. I don't know if Pat Shermer want to face that. And listen, guys, I don't want to hear about Eli in a new offense. I want to say probably like 50% of every quarterback right now is in a new offense. And even if they're not in a new offense, they still – listen, y'all, I want y'all to go look back at this. Yeah, Eli Manning has thrown the ball over 40 times again. And I have not run over 300 yards. Where are we doing this at? Why y'all think Odell Beckham's mad? Why do y'all think Odell Beckham's mad? You're not the only one that's saying this. And I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to call him, but Manny, I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry, big dog. I don't want to call you out, bro. But when you know
your player, whoa. Now, if you, it's no calling out. If you want to talk to, I can bring him on. Let's talk.
I'm just saying. You can bring him on because I know we had to hear and there conflict. But when he says Odell Beckham is getting paid this much of money, I want him to understand if that man, Odell Beckham, can finally come out this year, this is why he said it, probably because he got paid now. I mean, Odell Beckham must be a fool if he would have called out Eli without having not yet getting paid yet. That would have been a fool.
All right, hold on. So that's your point. Manny, if you're still there, I'm going to open up your mic. You can respond to Billy Bob. Y'all can, you know, a quick minute and a half to, you know, back and forth and say what y'all got to say to each other. Manny Dawgs, you want to respond to Billy Bob, and then Billy Bob, you can counter that, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Manny Dawgs, if you heard what Billy Bob said.
I heard what he said. I'm looking at what Odell has done since he's been paid, period. At the end of the day, We can talk about Eli all we want. Like I told you, let's replace Eli. That ain't going to stop with Odell catching these passes, passes that he would take 20, 30, 40, 50 yards last year. He's not doing that. He's dropping since game one. He catching the ball over the middle. He's dropping or he's hopping back, popping out of bounds. He's not trying to get them extra yards that the lightning in the bottle strikes that he was doing before. He's not doing. He's doing way more pouting. Like I said, he's doing way more pouting than he is routing. I'm saying he's not. He cannot be the leader of this team because he's too volatile. He's too up and down. You need somebody steady. So if I told you, if I'm going to hang my hat, I'm going to hang my hat on Saquon Barkley because you need somebody who's going to be steady and who's going to be somebody who's not going to lose their head and they're going to give their effort every time they step on their field. And if you watch Odell today, if you watch Odell in Jacksonville, if you watch Odell in Dallas, he catch the ball, he don't do nothing with it. He, again, we pay him all that money to make something out of nothing sometimes, right? That's what we do. So that's where I'm at with Odell. Stop pouting so much. Stop hitting shit. Stop it. You can tell me passion all you want, but if you can't transfer that passion over onto the field, how about make a block? Show me that passion. If you ain't getting the ball, you pissed off, go knock somebody's head off on a block. Do that. Show me something. Don't show me all that on the sideline and show me all this passion in the tweets and show me all this passion on TV. But when you get in the game, you one and done. He look like right now, he's so easy to get up out his head.
All right, cool. All right, that's pretty much. All right, Billy Bob, you want to respond to that, and then we'll move on to Bakes for final thoughts. Thank you very much, Manny Dog.
Okay.
Billy Bob, you want anything else you like to add, and then we'll move on. Real quick.
I just want him to understand. I want him to understand. In that interview, Odell Beckham addressed me that. Odell Beckham said, I am tired of catching slant passes and trying to take it to the house. Because the way the defense are playing him, he's tired of doing that. Oh, and it's like, you know what? It's probably taking a physical abuse on him. That's why he said he wanted to catch more of these bombs. That's where he was at with this here. That's all I want you to understand. It's kind of hard when defense are bracketing you. So when you're catching the ball, you want to do so much, but you know there's not much you can do but step out of bounds. But that's the thing I'm trying to tell you of being a small receiver. And there's so much your body can hold other than a big physical receiver. He's got to catch the ball. And most of all his yards is coming off of, I got to catch, shake, break tackles, and score. You asking a lot for a man of that size, of that caliber, to do. It's not like he's carrying the weight, but we just continue on more about this here. We got a long season, but we can talk more about this here. But as far as I know, yeah. That's my final thought, man. But yeah.
All right. All right. Shout out to Billy Bob, man. Thank you very much. All the stakeholders have sounded off, Bakes. Your final thoughts, any information, patches, the frontline movement, the social media, the events, if you want to share what happened last weekend in North Carolina, you feel free to put that out there. Anywhere you would like to go on this team. Your final thoughts, Bakes, and we're wrapping up.
All right, well, like I said, buckle up for a long season, but the fellowship will continue. As we all know, next week, October 22nd, is our annual Frontliner Takeover, and it will be in no place other than Atlanta, Georgia. Starts Friday. We'll be having a meet and greet from 8 to 12 at Top Golf. I will be meeting at the main bar. Saturday morning, At noon, we'll be having our kickball barbecue event at Washington Park. Everyone's welcome. Kids are welcome. We'll be having the football. We'll be playing kickball. We're going to have basketball. There'll be a DJ. There'll be food and refreshments. Anyone bring whatever they can to help. This is a free event. We're not charging anyone anything. But we were asking people to bring events. Also, we're in a public park, so if you plan to bring adult beverages, you will need to be in a bag or in cups. No open bottles, no beer bottles. That night we'll be at Cafe Circa for a jersey party. Sunday we will be doing a watch party. We try to do the volunteer stuff on Sunday, but it's very tough to find volunteer events on Sunday. So we'll be switching that up and just be doing the watch party Sunday afternoon at Cafe Circa. Also, there'll be DJs and stuff there as well. And then Monday is the tailgate. We're going to be in the Gulch lot. I'll send that information out again in the Gulch lot from I think about 4 o'clock till about kickoff. Folks are welcome to stay and tailgate. They're not going into the game. A lot of folks are going into the game. Also with that, if you want to help out, like I said, this is, everything is free. You know, we're a family style organization. Bring stuff to help everyone out. Bring stuff for your own. We're going to have grills and things like that, and we'll have ice and refreshments, but please bring things to help, you know, and help out each other. And then there'll be the game. We're going to have a great time. We have folks coming from all over the country. So it's going to be a lot of frontliners, stakeholders in the event. Can't wait to see some of the folks I haven't met yet, but we're going to have a great time. This information will be going out on, once again, on the Bleed Blue Show website. It'll be at the front, on the Frontliners website. It'll be posted at Frontliners NYG and NYG Frontliners for Twitter and Instagram. So look out for that information. Also, I am at Instabakez, InstaBakez. If you want to DM me for questions or directions or anything like that, or you can do that through the Twitter, the Frontliner Twitter and Instagram. So, and we'll be talking about this next Thursday and on the round table. So once again, a lot of stuff going on. Looking forward to everyone. Shout out to all the frontliners that came on after for the post game wrap. It's going to be another tough season, fellas, but guess what? We always bleed blue. So we're going to be here. Charlotte was great. Arizona came in full effect and repped, you know, Jersey, New York, Atlanta, all over. Jersey came through and repped hard. Shout out to the South Carolina crew, NYG, BBC, throwed a really big kick-ass tailgate. Had a great time with Sonya and her crew, man. Had a great time. Really enjoyed it. Fellowship with them. I think they'll be coming down to Atlanta. And we enjoyed the game. The results wasn't what we actually wanted, but it was competitive, unlike tonight's game. But always, man, this is the cornerstone. What we do, what the Bleed Blue show does, along with the Frontliners, is that we bring fans together across the nation. That's really what we're trying to facilitate here, is to have a national conversation about the New York Football Giants. We want our team to win, but we're going to always talk about our team, because this is our team, and we're going to always bleed blue, man. So much love to everyone, and we look forward to whoever's coming to Atlanta. Can't wait to see y'all.
All right, man. Shout out to Bakez. He said at NYG Frontliners on Instagram, the Frontliners, the Facebook page on Facebook as well, and Frontliners NYG on Twitter. Get yourselves a patch. Holla at Bakez. Hit him on Instagram. Get you a patch, man. It goes great with the Giant jersey. For this will be the conclusion of the post-game roundtable, Giants versus the Eagles. Giants get smoked. But the stakeholders, I think, articulated themselves well. This is free therapy for stakeholders on this platform, as well as Giant fans or even football fans listening in. We had a great week of episodes across the board. So check us out on BleedBlueShow.com. On iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher, but specifically BleedBlueShow.com. You can stream all of our episodes, including this one's going up right now on BleedBlueShow.com. For Big O, shout outs to Jason, Big Blue of Arizona, The Definition of Lit, Seals, Sim, Manny Dogs, Billy Bob, and at Everything NYG. And like I said, this episode, I want to give my condolences to a stakeholder in the past, Godfather John, who passed away. And we still do remember Prez Vic as well. I want to shout out stakeholders who are no longer with us, but here with us in spirit, talking football here on the post-game roundtable, Frontliner Radio of the Bleed Blue Show. Sangre also, ladies and gentlemen. Like Bakez said, we'll be back Thursday, next Thursday, for the preview versus the Atlanta Falcons. Sangre also, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig
Bleed
it?
Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
bleep, 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 bleep